You can't say, oh no, I never rehearse piano, but I'm going to go up on stage and I'm going to play the grand. You wouldn't dare, would you? They would never get up to play a piano because they know full well that they're not proficient at it. Pray tell, why do they get up and give a speech when they're not proficient at it?
Ranked as one of the most uncomfortable things an executive has to do, public speaking is seen as a terrifying obligation. As a result, most executives enrol in some sort of training program, hoping to learn the art of public speaking. However, Jonah Nader, an accomplished speaker himself, warns that learning how to present is only part of the challenge. He says what every executive needs is a presentation architect.
So to help us to understand what a presentation architect does, we invited Jonah to share some of the secrets to his success on stage. This CD is designed to give you an insight to two of the consulting services that Jonah offers, one-on-one presentation coaching and one-on-one media training.
Perhaps we should remind you that Jonah is the author of How to Lose Friends and Infuriate People. He is best described as a digital age philosopher who has addressed tens of thousands of people worldwide and conducted thousands of media interviews. He can rearrange people's molecules on subjects as diverse as nanotechnology and social engineering. Whether he's humorous or controversial, he delivers tantalising messages.
In the second half, we'll chat with Jonah about handling media interviews. But first, let's cross to a conversation that Steve and I had with him about presentation skills.
You don't change perception by saying, look, Fiona, I know you don't like me, but please like me. I mean, you can't tell people that. You can't go on television and say, we are cool. So if I'm on stage, I cannot say to you all the things I desperately want you to think about. Therefore, now, here is the biggest challenge. Never utter the words that you want the audience to actually feel and believe. Well, now how are we going to do it? Well, first, get them to empty their cup, shake them out of their tree, create that vacuum, and very quickly, before anything else goes in, you put in. Now they own the knowledge. And that is what an architect does. They take what it is you need to say, make sure you don't utter it, and finds a way of getting it into someone's head so that they own it. You see, the exciting thing about learning isn't that I told you 1 + 1 = 2, but once you understand the question behind it. So how you ask people the question is more important than what you tell them. Because when you get them to ask the question, there is a vacuum in their head. See, once I burden you with a question, you have to hold that until it's filled. If all I do is give you the building blocks and there's no hole to put it in, how are you going to be excited? You go, oh, yes, information. And the people will clap at the end and say, oh, that was nice. And you talk to them outside and you say, gee, that was an interesting speech. What did he talk about? Oh, I don't know, but he was funny. As an architect, I tell CEOs and presenters, do not get up and try to prove to me how good you are. They're not interested in how much you know because they all think they know more than you anyway. So drop that pretense. Second is, don't think that you're going to say to them something that they've never heard before. You can't say anything to them because they're not listening. So what do we need to do? We need to shock them. We shock them by jolting the stuff out of their brain. I'll tell you where that theory came from. In Chinese philosophy, a guy walks up to a sage and he says, oh, wise master, I am a young man. I need to learn more. Please teach me. And the master said, I can't teach you anything. Oh, but I'm willing to learn. He said, yes, you might be willing to learn, but your head is full, my son. Whatever I say to you, there's nowhere to put it. Do you know what? It's like walking up to me with a full cup and you're asking me to fill it. I can't fill your cup anymore. Go empty your knowledge. Go empty the rhetoric and the nonsense and the brainwashing that you have. Then come to me and ask me that question. I'll have somewhere to put it. And same with a speaker. Your audience is full. Everyone is just, oh, yes, I know about this. Oh, what does he know about that? Hey, your first duty is not to do anything but to spill their cup of knowledge so that they can start again. And now that it's a vacuum and you can fill the vacuum, they are eternally grateful.